You're tuned into the New Old Heads podcast, premiered every Thursday at noon at bringingdowntheband.com and brought to you by No Bad Ideas, Coleman Dental, Printfinity, and Team Backpack. Support the New Old Heads by visiting our Patreon at patreon.com/newoldheads.
Episode 87, the New Old Heads podcast. I am Major 7th. I make beats. I have the hard drive to prove it, and I do want that smoke. My man Longevity is in the building. How are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you?
Good to see you. The maestro bringing down the band.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Rocking that Fresh to Death Stevie Wonder joint, and that's a concert, if I'm not mistaken. That's that concert merch. Mr. Printfinity himself, DJ J. Biff, is in the building.
Salutations.
What's good, my man?
How you doing, sir?
Man, I can't complain.
Word, because it don't do any good.
You're right. They ain't going to listen no way. That shirt is fresh, though. Word?
Thank you.
Normally, I'd be hating, but there's nothing I can find on that. That's word. Cool. Yeah.
Cool.
I like it.
Thanks for keeping it real.
Yes, sir. And as always, well, not as always, but, you know, our
often.
Often.
Consistently.
Consistently. We refer to him as Mr. Wavy Light Skin Girls Be Loving
we?
Me Now.
You. That's really you.
He has a conditioning, but I still love him. That's my guy. The voice of Indianapolis, Jay Moore, is in the building, sir.
Hey, how's it going?
What's good, man? You all right?
I'm doing okay. How's that? That's a nice hat.
Well, you know, man, I'm still in mourning.
You're
so
very loyal to the soil, I see.
Yeah, shout out to...
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, shout out to the Cavs. Brian, go ahead and make that decision, man. Stay with Cleveland so we can probably lose again, but they won't pick on you as much. You know what I'm saying? So... yeah, you need to just go ahead and stay because I don't see any move, and I can't really rock with him if he goes to the Lakers. That's gonna bother me.
Yeah, that's
the optics of that are going to bother me if he goes to the Lakers. Shout out to my man Red August on the camera work as well. Y'all make sure y'all pay that man. Probably one of the biggest Kobe fans I've ever seen, so I'd have to like the Lakers with him. I'm not about that action, so I really hope Brian don't go to L.A. because he'd be giving me fits. No Bad Ideas, as always. I don't know what we want to call this one. I know it's the Oddities joint, but is this the Wolverine joint? What we going to call this, man? I don't know.
It's probably on there.
It looks like a tiger.
Tiger.
Not a Wolverine.
Okay.
Oddities 3000. I don't know. No name.
Yeah, okay. They always lace us, so.
They got a new line coming out. No Bad Ideas has a brand new line coming out.
Word.
Shout out, man. I got a collection of their winter hats. That,
word.
Yeah, they definitely know, take care of
it. Look like Simi's hat?
Sort of yeah. Like that. Sort shout of like that. To, but, you know, when you don't have any hair, like, their hats come through in the clutch.
Yeah, shout out to the homie Jay Moore rocking the Coming to America joint on his shirt. That's Fresh to Death. We grew up on that, so we know about Akeem and Simi getting it in. So, yeah, it's classic.
In Queens.
Yes, sir. Queens. Oh,
wow. Queens is going through it right now. Shout out to Queens.
They are, yes, sir. So, episode 87, I think we said Reggie Wayne was going to be this episode. This is the Reggie Wayne episode, right?
The Reggie Wayne episode.
Yeah, Reggie gave us some good years here for the Colts. Mm-hmm. I'm a diehard Colts fan, so, you know, Reggie was that dude. So, shout out to Reggie Wayne. So, let's go ahead and jump into, I got news first. This is CNN. Jay Moore brought this one to my attention. I didn't see too much on it, but I did pull an article from CNN, and it says Queen Maxine is out here in these streets. I don't know what she's promoting, man, but
she was at the BET Awards too.
Oh, word. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hanging out with Anita Baker and everybody, you know.
Shout out to Anita Baker, man.
Yeah.
Classic.
She will not let you sample her records.
She
though.
Won't.
She will not clear those samples.
She got some classics too, man.
Yeah. Just
Sky Zoot sampled her.
Did he?
He did.
He sure did.
I can't remember the record, but he did.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe she stopped that, but I remember one time, she didn't clear new samples.
You can make like five beats off Angel, mm-hmm. low key. But so this is per CNN in Washington. It says Representative Maxine Waters called on her supporters to publicly confront and harass members of the Trump administration in response to the zero tolerance policy that led to the separation of families at the border. The California Democrat and vehement critic of President Trump made the comments on Saturday, first at a rally in Los Angeles and later on a television interview. And this is what she said.
What'd she say?
Still was, I like that.
What did she say?
I like that.
What he say?
Let's make sure we show up wherever we have to show up. And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gas station, you get out. You create a crowd.
Hit them up on site, huh?
Yes, sir. On site. You push back on them and you Gangsta tell them shit. They're not welcome anymore anywhere. We've got to get the children connected with their parents. So Queen Maxine is out here in these streets, letting everybody know what it is. Jay Moore, you brought this to my attention. So to that, you say what, sir?
Well, you know, a shout out to Maxine Waters. She's
Queen Maxine.
She's an esteemed member of Congress and one of the people in the Congressional Black Caucus. If you go back, she's really put in that work, and you know. People always talk about that 92 crime bill.
Yes, sir.
And you know what? She was, because the majority of people don't like to talk about this part. The majority of the Congressional Black Caucus went along and voted for that crime bill.
Yep.
Maxine Waters did not.
Yep.
She saw what it would be, and she had the foresight to not sign up for that. And she also has ties to St. Louis. So shout out to Ken Locke. And shout out to St. Louis, you know, because she's one of our very own. But I have to disagree here. Okay. Because
why is that?
Well, because while I understand having fundamental differences with people in different political parties and who have different ideas than mine,
right?
I cannot get on board with people saying, okay, let's shout these people down when they're in public just trying to enjoy their everyday life.
Right.
First of all, because I don't think it does anything. And if anything, it emboldens them and gives them, because it gives them another talking point to say, this is why we can't work with these people.
Facts.
This is why, you know, they're evil. And hey, I'm going to here. I need a donation of $25 so we can fight this sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's another thing to put in the campaign letter.
Yeah.
Second of all, like, I remember in 2014 going to Coach's Tavern.
Shout out to Coach's Tavern.
Exactly.
They
right
know
here.
We see you.
And you know, there are a lot of people in there watching certain election returns, both locally and nationally. And that was the night that the Republicans took back the House.
Yep.
From the Democrats. And you know what? Those people who were in there happy to see the House turn red.
Yeah.
Those were still people who wanted to listen to hip hop and have a drink. And you know what? I have differences with them politically.
Yep.
But this is a gathering place to where we can have disagreements, but we can still agree that we're here for this hip hop.
Right.
And I don't want it to become a point to where we're just yelling at each other in the street. If I have a disagreement with you, I'm going to get the people within my coalition to make sure that they're at the polls for this upcoming midterm election, because all that hollering and screaming doesn't mean a thing if people don't show up and vote. So
it's a fact.
Yeah. I just, you know, once again, love Maxine Waters. I think she is someone who has really put in that work and is about the people.
Right.
And not about special interest in corporations. But I got to disagree with her.
It's
respectfully
just, it's just
on this
too one. Extra. It's,
you,
I mean,
you said it was pretty much, if I'm quoting you right, he's like, it's pretty much a waste of energy.
It
right,
is a waste of energy. I mean, because everything's already draining as it is.
Right.
And for me to be on 10, like pretty much, it's almost like you in L.A. and you ask somebody, what set you from?
She basically wants you to be on 10 all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
What you banging? What, you know, I'm cool on that.
What set you claim?
I'm not digging like that, man. I mean, nah.
Yelling.
I'm just not going for it.
Yeah. Yelling shame on you to these people who, some of them, you know, just don't have shame to start with. It's not going to, it's not going to move them.
Yeah.
So my question would be, how would you even know to talk to these people, like to go 10 on these people? How do you know that they're Trump supporters?
Well, some say, what set you from?
Okay, well, so you can go out there and say that. But
with somebody like Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and this is
we
this
know
is
what
all tying
she
back
from.
To where, you know, she went, you know, somewhere, I can't remember, it might have been a restaurant, and they said, you're not welcome here.
I'm perfectly fine with that.
You know,
you probably but at the fine same, with them being on 10?
Yes, with her, because she's a public figure.
Yeah, we know what set she from.
If it's just a random person that supports
that's
Trump,
what I'm saying.
It's different. But if it's her, or if it's Paul Ryan, or if it's somebody
just like
that's doing
Seth Rogen told Paul Ryan he wasn't taking a picture with him.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, no, I'm not doing that.
Right,
it was at like some event. he was actually talking to his kids.
Okay.
His kids went and got Paul Ryan, and Paul Ryan wanted to take a picture. And he's like, nah.
Nah.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I'm personally, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, because, I can dig
because,
that.
Because once you come out, it's one thing to just be a supporter and just to try to enjoy your moment. It's another. Yeah. It's another to if you try to politicize a moment or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Nah, then you're getting it.
That's fair.
Now, just saying that I disagree, like, because I don't want anyone to twist it and to think that I'm into this whole bag about respectability politics.
They probably will.
I'm not. Okay. Because respectability, if you know, people always talk about the civil rights era and they put on these rose colored glasses. There is nothing civil right. about the civil rights era, especially well, on the other side, because those people facts. Certainly weren't civil at all. You know, so because if people were just quiet and respectful and they just wanted to go along with the flow, we'd have never seen the advancements in the society that we did.
That's
so I don't want right. to, but I just want us to be
there's
smart.
There's something about applying pressure that
there is,
that
is. There is, you know, and, but at the same time, like these, I my whole thing is I see how they twist everything.
Yeah.
And
for sure.
So now Sarah Huckabee Sanders gets to be the victim. Because, oh, they wouldn't let me sit down and enjoy my food, even though I get up and lie to the American people.
And you know, she
had
play
another
that.
Victim here recently.
What's that?
Two, I forgot to actually address this during the rundown. You can go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was
nah, because it's a different topic. So
let's, oh, it's on a different
kinda,
topic.
Yeah,
okay,
let's kind of
okay.
do this one first.
So basically, I think we pretty much all agree that it's a little extreme in terms of we get the premise of what she's talking about. It's just a little extreme because she, to me, I took it as she wants us to be on 10 at all times. So,
I mean, to what Sean was saying,
yeah.
I agree with that. But the whole
actual
running up on everybody.
Random,
yeah.
Yeah, that,
I'm cool on that. Yeah.
At the end of the day, if you're doing that just based off of politics,
yeah.
What about stuff that directly affects you like all the time? So pretty much you're leaving the house every day. Ready to call somebody out or start some shit.
And it's not an actual dialogue with somebody about policy. You're just yelling at somebody and trying to shout them down.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't see this being productive.
And I can
at all.
See that.
I understand.
I see that point. I mean, I do see that
yeah,
point.
Yeah, but at the same time, I understand in a way where she's coming from because there's a sense of urgency we have to have about
it's a balance.
About making sure some of these policies are changed, especially when you're talking about separating.
It's just a little extreme.
Children and their families.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just a little extreme. Like I said, I get what she's going for because we always talk about, we've talked about, in other episodes, we talk about the point of any type of protest or anything like that is to make
people
someone
uncomfortable.
And this is, you can directly correlate this to that. Like, the goal is to make somebody uncomfortable for a little bit.
I can dig that.
If you really want to make these people uncomfortable, show up and vote in November.
Facts. Facts.
For all the people who said, it doesn't matter who you vote for. Okay, you see what's happening right now. It definitely makes a difference. And the people who just stayed at home, this is what you get.
And holler at your local level as well.
Certainly.
Because you got to start.
Your dog catcher, your sheriff.
Yeah.
Prosecutors, your DAs, everybody.
Yeah. Yep.
It starts at the crib before we even get to the foolishness. So, yeah, start local.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? To work your way up. But, Queen Maxine is out in these streets. So, we're going to see. Because you know this is going to, this is going to have, we'll be able to talk about this hopefully. I mean, not hopefully. Let me take that back. It'll probably rear its head later on down the road because they could probably gonna go in and we'll see a lot of sympathetic figures.
That's if people actually participate.
That's a fact.
I mean, at this point, it's conversation for the most part.
Republicans like to go at Maxine too. So.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah, especially
she'd be ready too.
Especially since she got Bill O'Reilly about the paint.
Mm, yeah, got him up out of there. All right, so let's go to the AP.
Let me.
Yeah,
cook. I'm gonna let you cook. I'm gonna let you cook. Go ahead.
It's kind of along the same line.
Yes, sir.
As far as people.
Yes,
crying
sir.
Wolf or whatnot. Allison Edel. Permit Patty.
Okay.
She
Permit Patty.
Decided to call the cops on an 8-year-old child selling water.
I saw that video.
Outside of what was it? Baseball game, I believe.
No, it was on the street. In front
it was
of
on
her,
well,
it's on the street,
home.
But
oh,
there was
okay.
a baseball game going on somewhere close. It's the reason why she was selling water.
Okay.
Where was this at?
In the bay.
In the bay.
In the bay.
That's right, it was.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you know, there's a trend in the Bay.
We've already talked about the Bay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love getting on them phones.
But go ahead.
She called the police, or allegedly pretended called the police.
This is a chick that ducked off in the corner like when she was recording, right? Yeah. Okay.
Allegedly, she didn't actually call the police. She tried to say that she didn't call it.
Oh.
Yeah.
But, so you're trying to scare somebody with calling the police?
Mm-hmm. You already fronting. It's too late. Yeah, it's too late. So, go ahead, man.
Yeah, the internet never loses.
At all.
Undefeated, because when you saw that video, it happened that exact same day.
Yeah.
That's how fast it works.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Like, it doesn't work that fast all the time, but in this case, it was viral by noon.
Yeah.
Pretty much. But, so she's calling the police on this 8-year-old trying to get her hustle on, you know.
Selling water.
Sell some water.
She was CEO of a cannabis company or something. Yeah,
interesting. The CEO of a cannabis company.
And not just any type of cannabis company. A cannabis company that creates dog treats. So she's giving weed to dogs.
That also apparently operated for a while without a permit.
Mm. Oh, that's
no license.
Interesting.
So,
yeah.
She was on TV, though, crying wolf. Like,
no, just the crying. Tears.
She was literally, I didn't see this part. She was literally crying.
Man, they once turn again, on the damn tears.
Once again, weaponizing white women's tears.
Yeah, get out of here, man.
It was who covered
this? I need a new mug.
I don't even remember.
Was it the Sly Fox?
I don't
know. No, this was on. Shout out to Nas, she was on local, but then you know, of course they picked up as it got to be a national story. She was on they picked up on the Today Show. But of course, you know, and the little girl, part of why she was selling water, it's because her mother had just lost her job, and she was trying to raise money so she could go to. She wanted to go to Disney World.
One of
the Disney spots.
Probably land.
And of course, you know, if being a good corporate citizen, perhaps somebody contacted the family and gave them 4 free passes to you know, one of the Disney World parks.
That's how it works.
And now this woman has lost her vendors. And
there's a lot of people backing out of selling her product.
Good.
I just think it's very interesting when I see people like her who are profiting off the marijuana business right now.
Yes, sir.
And it's almost like they're a holier than thou type of individual. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you still have the incarcerated that are in jail on petty weed cases for the most part.
No question.
And in, especially in these areas where it's somewhat legal, because it's not all the way legal, but
in California,
it's getting there. Though. Yeah.
Recreational marijuana is
starting to pop up. Yeah.
But it's just weird that you still have these people sitting in prison.
Well, and also, you know, when she said, I had no racist intent to, the thing is, in 2018, if you don't understand what the implications are behind calling the police.
Yeah.
To intervene where there are black people involved, even if it's something petty, then you're just willfully ignorant.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we just saw it again because calling the police and getting the police involved, you know, in East Pittsburgh, young man, Antoine Rose, they just had his funeral yesterday.
Yep.
Was shot in the back by a policeman who had only been on the job about 90 minutes.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this at length.
You know, so it's like people, I know there are people who will feel like, oh, it's not that serious. Like, she just pretended to call the police.
Yeah.
Like, you have to understand there is an implication of violence when you call the police.
And they know that.
And for you to act like you don't understand that.
Yeah.
And once again, this goes in the whole gentrification thing. There are white people who have moved to Oakland and they feel like Oakland is theirs now. And the people who've been there for 30 and 40 years, they're the people who don't belong there. And I'm going to, they're playing their music too loud.
Yeah.
They're selling water. Yeah. They're having a barbecue. I need to call the police on these people.
Like they haven't been there in that community. Go ahead.
They know what they're doing. And I want to shout out Jason Mitchell, who played Eazy-E.
Yeah.
And,
dope actor, man.
Straight out of Compton.
He's also Superfly, which nobody has seen.
Okay. I do know some people that have seen it thought it was actually pretty decent.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. The original Superfly with Ron O'Neill, God Bless the Dead, is one of my favorite joints. Yeah. So
I can dig it.
Yeah.
Well, the guy that plays Superfly is actually from Indianapolis. So
Shout out to him. Dig that. Yeah, okay.
Word. What's his name? Trevor Jackson?
Trevor Jackson. Yeah. So, you know,
but Jason Mitchell said 911 is for emergencies, not your insecurities. There you go.
That's a
and
bar.
That speaks volumes because
that's a bar.
You picking up the phone to call 911
yeah.
on a little girl when there's actual things going on out there. You know what I'm saying?
911 is that's not for 911. Like
it's for emergencies.
Emergencies.
It's not for it's not 411. It's not for information.
Yeah.
And it's like he said, it's not for your insecurities. So if you feel a certain type of way, then you need to handle that yourself. Or walk away. You don't need to call and try to get the police involved in everything that kind of makes you feel uncomfortable. Because and obviously you have a problem.
And the police have real work to do. That's the other thing. The police, please stop, you know, calling the police when they have real work to do.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there are people breaking into people's homes and, you know, actual violence going on. You actually want to bother the police with a little girl selling water.
Yeah.
Get it together.
She should have smoked a joint.
She out here giving dogs weed. Yeah. You know, she needed to.
She needed to get her life together, low key.
And dogs don't need weed. Dogs are the happiest creatures on earth. Dogs don't need weed.
Cats have catnip.
Oh.
And that's pretty much.
You know, sometimes dogs do have anxiety. I had a dog with anxiety.
Oh, yeah. They do have, like, dog Zoloft and stuff like that. It's crazy.
So you can give them some CBD oil, maybe.
I'd rather my dog be on CBD oil than doggy Zoloft.
True.
Would they need a half a drop? What you think of half? What would you prescribe, sir?
I honestly don't personally know.
Don't be giving the dog.
Depending on the
drops.
Size
it
of
wasn't
the dog.
Me. It wasn't me that was giving it to the dog. Yeah. So.
Hey, man, don't be out there giving them 4 drops, man. Don't do that.
I mean, it's just CBD oil.
Four drops ain't really going to do much,
for
though.
The dogs?
Drops?
I don't know.
Drips? As opposed to a full, you need like a full canister.
Oh, okay.
Not a canister. A syringe. Yeah. Oh, what are they called?
A squeeze, canister.
The little squeeze
a whole
canister.
Valve. A drop of CBD oil.
Canister sounds like something out of
a droplet.
What is canister from?
A canister is
a word.
No, I'm talking about, don't do that. canister would be from, that's what the ooze was in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, right? A canister of ooze.
That wasn't canister. A canister.
It was.
Yeah, it was.
Thank you, sir.
It was like glass.
He ready. It was
but
a canister.
But that was like a canister. It was a canister.
It was a canister.
Yeah, I do remember that.
It was a canister, was Terrence.
Something like that.
Yeah.
April O'Neil.
Shout out to April O'Neil. Hey, the first Turtles was the real one now. I ain't talking about. The real one was dope.
Yeah, I remember going one. To see
before
it.
Vanilla Ice showed up.
Yeah.
We ain't going to talk about
Go Ninja.
Now. Stop,
go Ninja.
Man.
Go.
Did you like
that was your favorite, joint, right?
No, I was straight on.
You didn't sample it?
I did not. I don't even think I was making beats back then, man.
Word?
Probably not.
Yeah. I probably was taping off the radio, though. They ain't old enough for
that. They gave Vanilla Ice a whole movie just for that one look, like that movie Cool as Ice.
Hey, low key, he probably still getting publishing off Ice Ice Baby.
No, he actually signed it over to Suge.
Yeah,
I didn't. I forgot about that.
PK Chocolate actually wrote Ice Ice Baby.
Oh, wow!
Yeah, he signed over a lot of shit to Suge, and it's funny because
now Suge can't even see.
Vanilla Ice actually takes credit for helping build
Death Row
because he pretty much funded him.
I almost wanted to ring the bell, but
there's some sucker shit that you sign that shit over. You can go ahead and ring it.
Yeah, let's really ring the fuck shit bell on that.
Yeah, I mean,
that's some bullshit.
If that's how he wants to look at it,
yeah,
you still didn't get.
It's where the seed money did come from.
Hey,
damn.
Among other places. Yeah. Shout out to Harry O.
We see you. We see Jay Moore with that history. AP.
Harry O.
This is in the AP. I got a chance to see the comparison record. Mr. Gambino, Mr. Glover.
What are we talking about right now? Hold on. You left out an important segment.
What's
that? Transitioning two segment.
What did I leave out?
What are we talking about right now?
We're going to talk about Donald Glover and the young man who says he stole his record.
Right. So record is another word for
song.
Album.
I don't know where we're going here.
These are your transitions.
I'm just saying, though, but you're supposed to help me.
Where is it?
I apologize. Okay. Yeah. So we're going to talk about some music. North or South Memphis. We're going to talk about some music now. We good?
And Memphis adjacent, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All of Memphis.
All the suburbs.
Keep it funky.
Yes, sir. So it says, one, Donald Glover's Creative Partners, and this is from the AP, has denied claims that Glover stole the music for his number one single, This Is America, from a March 2016 record called American Pharoah that we listened to by a New York rapper named Jace Harley. Basically, Bam is coming out saying that this is his song and he got jacked. Actually,
that's not what he said.
That's not really what he said.
Oh, so he didn't say he got jacked.
Not
I'm sorry.
At all, sir.
What article do I have? So I got the wrong article because they saying he's claiming he got jacked. All
reading
right.
is fundamental.
Yeah, so AP sent
thought
me
you was going to pet my frog.
Shout out to the AP sending me off. So he's cool with it, right?
All
he
right. Said, so let's reference what's going on here.
Please.
All right. So Childish Gambino has a hit record right now.
Very dope record.
This is America.
This is America. Everybody knows This Is America. It's hot in the streets. Hot
yes,
in the streets.
Sir.
There's an artist that made a song called American Pharoah a few years ago, 2016 to be exact. Which sounds very similar to This Is America.
In very particular ways.
Yes. Transitional.
Oh, man.
Delivery.
Build up.
Every, yeah.
Hey, it's very
it's
similar.
Yeah.
So when I seen that, I actually did my due diligence just to make sure because, you know, a lot of people always jump fast to, you know, point a finger at somebody. So
yeah.
I went and looked at the writing credits for Donald Glover Is Made in America. Well, This Is America. And the young man's name was missing. So once I seen that, I was like, okay, he might have a case here.
Might be onto something.
Yeah, but I don't think he's not even the one that brought it to light.
Right.
Somebody else is fishing around. You know how it works.
Oh, I know.
We already know. The internet is undefeated. If anything's out there, somebody will find it.
That's a fact.
But yeah, if you haven't listened to the song, you should probably do that and kind of compare and contrast what's going on because it does sound.
It's a bite.
Yeah, it
yeah,
is.
Up until about three or four days ago, it had about 4,000 total listens. The listens have jumped up significantly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's definitely getting his streams.
So. Mm-hmm.
But what's the man, the guy's name? The rapper?
Jace Harley.
Jace Harley. Okay, so Jace Harley is actually saying that. Pretty much giving Childish Gambino his piece on the record,
right.
Saying that he didn't really jack my record. Let's focus on the message. And just from his wording, it's almost like somebody cut him a check somewhere. I mean, for him to be that cool
he's
about it.
It very
to me,
well.
I'm going to be much more upset.
For him
if
to
I
be
get
that
bread.
Cool about what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah,
he
I
had
agree.
To have already gotten broken off.
I agree.
I'm
I
just
agree.
Interested to hear what Donald Glover has to say about
somebody,
it.
But it's not, to me, it's realistic to think somebody probably could have cut him a check and was like, look, we just going to do this on a low.
Yeah.
You got Jack. Just be cool and come out and be like, yeah, I'm just glad I could influence somebody.
Yeah, there's levels to ghostwriting.
Yeah.
No question.
You know, so this could be just a very simple, hey, man, we really like this idea.
Yeah.
Don't talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If it comes up, then.
Or. Maybe he really doesn't care. But I don't know if that was my record. Somebody just
I would care.
He's out here trying to make it. Right? I don't think he's just making music to be doing it.
Right.
That's what yeah. I mean. So what,
do you
I would
think
care.
It's to the level of
like a Pharrell situation?
The Marvin Gaye and the Robin Thicke situation.
Lines. Yeah.
That's, yeah, I do. If he's cool with it, then hey, that's already taken care of. But. It does sound very similar.
Yeah.
And even the subject matter is pretty much the same.
Right.
All of the elements of this kid's record versus Gambino, all of it is there. Like, everything is there. We heard the voices in the
yeah.
background.
I mean, it's not...
I guess
it's,
all of that.
It's not exactly the same, but there's enough there to where it's like, this is absolutely
yeah, it sounds
from
like
that.
It's very much inspired by.
Yeah, the lyrics aren't the same at all. I mean,
nah,
but the
nah.
cadence, the yeah. cadence, and it's the main thing is how it goes from the different, you know, like in this is America because that's what people know.
Yeah,
it goes from the la 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 la, and yeah. then it goes right when he
Instead
shoots the guy in the back of the head.
Yeah.
It goes really hard.
Yeah.
That transition right there is extremely similar from the styles.
Yeah,
minus the crazy low end, but. But then this cadence is, yeah.
Well, you know, the crazy thing is whenever, say that it does become a situation where litigation comes into play.
Yeah.
The people they have sitting on these juries, like they are, not musicologists, if you will.
Right.
You know, because even with the whole thing with Pharrell and Robin Thicke versus, you know, the estate of Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
The two songs that, you know, the song that they said, you know, they were inspired by, and they're saying, well, it's a ripoff and we were owed this kind of money. They share no, there are no common notes. The Marvin Gaye song is written in a major key, and I think the Robin Thicke song is in a minor key.
Minor key, yep.
So, from a music, say they had 12 people who were in band and knew music theory and could read notes, they probably wouldn't have awarded the Gaye family any money at all.
At all.
But
I don't know, man.
But when you, but the thing is, when you just have people listening, it's like, well, that sounds like a ripoff to me. They don't know anything about no shared notes and the difference in major and minor key. And
that's a true,
you know,
true.
So it could, like when I hear the Donald Glover song and what's the cat's name?
Jace Harley.
Jace Harley.
You know, me not understanding those things. You know, if he wanted to take this to court and I was sitting on a jury, I'd be like, yeah, he's owed something. Clearly, this is too close. I mean, I understand that, you know, there's a whole bunch of different things just floating out there in the ether as far as creativity is concerned. Mm-hmm. But this is just a little bit too close.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same structure.
Yeah.
Literally.
Same subject matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, same subject.
It's or similar matter. Subject. Similar. But very close.
Gambino's version has just got it's more meat and potatoes. It's full.
It's
introduction.
It's
full.
A better song.
Yeah, it's a better record overall. Much better produced, like all of that. But to Lone's point, the actual skeleton and the elements of it is spot on, man.
It's spot on.
Yeah, and I could at first I was like, and then he kept playing it, and he kept going
back and forth
between
the
two, and I'm like, damn, like you can tell that's it, like.
Hey.
So are they, did you say they're denying it or I haven't read anything about that.
Well,
I just saw
spokesperson for Childish Gambino was denying the claim. He's saying that he actually wrote the song 3 years ago.
Yep.
And they have proof that it was pretty much been sitting on ice for this long.
You talking about Gambino?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think his manager or somebody came out and was like, nah, we had this record 3 years ago.
I see.
And we can, to his point, we can produce the files if we need to.
Mm-hmm.
So
I thought that's what the other person was saying.
No, the other person was pretty much saying that he's almost flattered that an artist made a song similar. Yeah, took inspiration from his song, and let's not get away from the subject matter.
For sure, absolutely.
That we're talking about here.
I feel him, but that's check talk.
Yeah,
that's check talk.
He got paid off, bro.
Yeah, I could be wrong, but. In my opinion, that's check talk.
And Donald is cashing big checks nowadays.
Big
so.
Checks. So fam is probably good.
He chilling.
I mean, it'll go away. So
yeah, it'll go away. That's what money do that.
That's what money and lawyers are for. Mm-hmm. That's how it goes.
Word. Let's pay some bills real quick. Shout out to all our sponsors. Coleman Dental, get your teeth is right. 317-255-8546. Bringing down the band, as always, is the hub. Mm-hmm. Longevity is the maestro for that. Printfinity got that merch popping as well. Mr. Printfinity is one of our members as well. So support your local businesses. He got that work. No Bad Ideas. We already mentioned them with the oddities line that they have for the hats. They've always looked out for us. And we got a new sponsor, man. We got a chance to join on with Team Backpack. Shout out to Team Backpack. We're going to get a chance to do some dope things with them. And hopefully continue to spread some dope content. So we appreciate them as well. They got some dope stuff on their Facebook page as well. So we'll be getting into that down the road. So shout out to them as well. But let's go ahead and get back into the
gang, gang, gang.
To the gang, gang. Yeah. So so Kid Capri and Flex.
Getting into that music.
Yeah. So Kid Capri and Flex. Now, for the record, you know, we always talk about Flex. Flex
I said I can't do it.
Yeah, I can't.
I don't have the sounds right now anymore. So,
but yeah, we'll get that. But so Flex pretty much like Kid Capri pretty much is coming at his head like, fam, don't do that. Like, you bit my style. I influenced you.
But where did it come from?
What's that?
Where did it, like, how did it start?
Let's set this up.
I mean, from what, this is what I know. Now, I could be wrong. This is what I know. From what I heard, Kid Capri heard Flex, I guess, referencing top DJs and who were the best DJs and who had the most skills. And he kind of got this feeling saying he wasn't getting his props. Like, he didn't mention him. Now, am I wrong when I say that?
That's Kid Capri said that.
Yeah, that's I guess he wasn't mentioned when, like, Flex was talking about Ty B. To him. Yeah, so Capri's like, nah, fam. Like, if you think about it, I was the first one in New York with that was talking on the mic as a DJ. Like, he really started that. And I haven't heard Flex's rant. I'm sure he probably has one. I haven't heard. I can't wait to hear it because I laugh every time he do it. But I'm sure he was getting that. He probably got that Kid Capri on the air.
I don't think he can get at Kid Capri, though.
You're a DJ. That's what I was going to ask you. I think Kid Capri is like OG triple-triple. Like triple-triple OG when it comes to him versus Flex.
I mean, Flex is too, but I'm not going to knock him.
He's a legend.
Flex was pretty much trying to discredit Kid Capri, saying that he owns the city.
Nah.
Flex has been on this "he owns the city" shit for a minute.
Yeah.
I don't. Hey, that's neither here nor there. I don't know how they rock in New York, and I don't know how they vibe with him. And if they really gave him that title, I don't know.
Yep.
But Kid Capri ain't feeling it. He's not. He felt like he was slighted.
Yep.
And so he pretty much went at him and was like, you know, if that's what's up, let's battle. He called him out. Let's see who's really about their life on these tables.
Then he said 100 G's, and then he went all the way down, and we can just do it for free. Like, he started with some bread at first.
He was just pretty much just talking about it.
Yeah.
Like, let's see what we can do.
Yeah.
Flex kind of, you know, tap dance around it, whatnot. He started posting Kid Capri's videos on his page.
He never acknowledged, like, the battle, though. It was just always, subtle shots, right?
Then I guess Kid went on the radio. He was like, I'm about to go on the radio, and I'm going to go in on Shade 45. What's the other XM radio? One of the hip-hop stations on there. He did a set. He was like, I'm going to be dropping bombs and everything.
Oh, word. Okay.
Wow. Yeah, so I guess he was doing that. I didn't hear the set, but he's still been going at Flex.
I did see him on a live stream.
Yeah, he had a live stream.
And he broke a plaque or something from...
I don't even think he broke it. I think he might have just took it down.
Took it down, threw it down on the ground or something like that. But fam is really, really... Like, that got him. Like, Kid Capri is upset.
I mean, it's because everybody knows Flex is corny, man. I mean...
Yeah.
You can only take so much...
He's living off that.
You can only take so much until you're ready to...
Yeah.
Put your mouth... Money where your mouth is. You know what I'm saying? Let's do this.
So do we think this is going to happen? Because to me...
Flex don't want that.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm sorry.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think he wants that.
I've heard Kid Capri move the crowd.
Me too.
And one of the things that I admire about Kid Capri is he came to St. Louis. This is years ago for First Friday Party.
Yep.
And I remember him coming to the radio station that I worked at. Well, I actually worked at the Urban AC station. The hip hop station was across the hall. And he came to the town to build with the DJs, you know, because he was like,
that says a lot about him.
Are there records? I don't know.
Yep.
Right.
Because there was a song that was pretty much only a hit in St. Louis, and it worked here, but outside of, you know,
pretty much Midwest city.
It was a Midwest. I don't even think it made it to Kansas City. By Ali of the Lunatics, called "Breathe In, Breathe Out."
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this song was huge.
I never heard that.
I remember that song.
Yeah,
I don't think I heard that.
Ludacris had a song like that, right?
He's talking about the "Breathe In,
Breathe Out."
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They had
you said
a video.
Murphy Lee, right?
No, this was Ali.
Oh, Ali. Murphy Lee could actually rap. I'm sorry, I got it confused. I'm sorry. I don't know about Ali.
This song was a banger in St. Louis clubs. Like, when I was really out and moving and shaking, this song was making it happen at this time when Kid Capri came to town.
Word.
And, you know, because he actually came to build, because he could have been like, I'm from New York. This is what we do in New York. Y'all going to recognize this New York style because y'all are St. Louis and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
No, he came and actually built. And apparently this is what he does when he
goes. That's what he does everywhere.
Yeah.
Kid Capri can go rock anywhere in the United States. Because he's built that reputation.
That's a fact.
And he was really calling Flex out. He was like, you can't go rocking Cali.
Yeah.
You disrespected Pac when he was dead.
Bad.
You know what I'm saying? You can't come to Cali and rock.
Could he even come here?
Yeah. Because Kid Capri comes here often.
Yeah.
He's here often doing sets.
He was here. I met him when he was here for the Super Bowl at all places, Steak and Shake off of 71st Street.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's random.
Yeah, really is random.
He probably was cool though, right?
cool as hell.
Yeah. I would think so.
Let's see. He was, you know, he's always here for the white party, for the Black Expo, yeah. You know, and he's here all the time.
Because he used to DJ the college parties back in the day during like Classic.
Right.
He would DJ college party. Yeah.
Because he puts in that work. When I hear Funkmaster Flex DJ, when he does DJ and he's just not talking and dropping bombs, I'm not impressed. And that's partially because I'm around a lot of DJs. That's so it's hard to impress me.
That's a fact.
But I remember when a friend of mine who wound up leaving the St. Louis market, and he was actually, before it was the Breakfast Club and everything, he was actually the DJ for the morning show they had there with Ed Lover.
Yeah.
DJ Cut. And he would, because he actually, because mixing and blending is really a Midwest thing.
Definitely.
Okay.
Talk about it.
Because in New York, they're so used to dropping bombs and slamming and train record. That's how they, you know, and I'm just talking it out of the record and into the next one.
Mm-hmm.
When you get somebody out there who's blending and actually putting in work on the turntables in that way, it was like, what is this guy doing? Mm-hmm. So, you know, in a way, it was somebody from St. Louis that had to come out there and put in some work and show and prove to show them what was going on. Because like I said, somebody from St. Louis can go to New York and play. I don't know somebody from New York. They may have changed since then. You know, everybody
Unless, they're an indie import.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That it went down to New York
to
rock.
Like Scott Metallic.
Yeah.
You know, but like I said, I don't see, as far as an actual DJ and being able to rock a party, I don't see Flex DJing anywhere outside of the tri-state area.
And Kid Capri actually caught him out on that too. He is pretty much like, your style is stuck in the 90s.
Mm.
You haven't evolved.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we're talking about albums produced and songs and things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So Flex was saying that Kid Capri doesn't have any notable tracks under his belt. Mind you,
He actually produces.
Yeah, he just came off of Kendrick's project, though.
Yeah.
He was instrumental in that project.
Yep.
So Flex called it trash.
I didn't catch this part. Called what trash?
Kendrick's project, pretty much.
Whatever his contributions were to that.
Yeah, he said it was trash.
See, he's reaching. He's reaching now.
So he really don't want to go to California.
Man, he don't.
I actually got hyped when I heard Kid Capri on the records with Kendrick. I was like, this is each one teach one. This is, you know what I'm saying? Like,
reaching across the generation.
Yeah, you bridge those gaps. Yeah. Like, I got hyped when I heard that.
I mean, who don't remember watching Def Comedy Jam?
Facts.
And Kid Capri is the one that's dropping the music.
Yeah, facts. For sure.
And actually introducing the show.
Facts.
And who doesn't remember him on those big L records?
Yeah. And definitely moving around. Yeah.
Who doesn't remember? Well, maybe there's other people who don't remember, but I mean, he put out that joint called The Apollo. Like, Kid Capri put out a couple actual records and, you know, Soundtrack to the Streets, which had Jay-Z and everybody on it. So
the fact that he was making beats, though, like, I saw in his live stream, he brought that point up, and it's like, he called Flex out again, talking about, man, you was paying people to say that you produce beats. You was going out getting producers and stuff like that for the tunnel, like, and just saying that you were producing those records. And it's like, nah, man, I actually was making the beats, some of the beats on my projects. Like, I respect that even more. And that's before we start talking about the technical standpoint that y'all were talking about.
Right.
From a skill set, from a, you know, ability to rock the crowd standpoint. Like, I just don't see it. Like, Flex has his lane, and he's a legend for what he does. But when we talk about this as the art, I just don't see it.
He's paid his dues, but you know, it's just one of those things where,
I mean,
the person's personality and how they move gets in the way of their contributions,
right?
Because I mean, he talks his way out of a lot of things, or caught himself a sucker. I think Kid Capri posted that video too, where he said, "I do sucker shit sometimes."
Oh, Flex said that.
Yeah.
At least he knows.
Jump in, loan him.
I was just going to say, he can be the OG, but at the same time, he's still involved in his current legacy. So what he's doing now is going to affect his full legacy. So
that's a fact.
He's been kind of on some fuck shit for a while now.
Yeah. So. Yeah, like when it gets to the point where you're known for that foolishness more than actually for your actual craft, that's a pretty good sign that you.
I mean, everybody that I know talks about flex.
Everybody.
Yeah.
So, and not in a good light.
Not in a good light.
It's always clowning him.
So, I know a lot of hip hop dudes, so.
Yeah. He be ruining them interviews.
Nobody clowns Kid Capri.
Just let him talk.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact. Yeah, he be killing them interviews, man. Yeah. I think he got Nori, man. He got Nori in terms of who can interrupting interviews. Who can overtalk an interview more. I think he got Nori beat. You know what I'm saying? Like, Nori just.
But Nori just jumped into this.
Yeah, like Nori had been doing this.
Been on the radio for 20 some years.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm gonna give Nori a. We'll give him a.
And he's drinking. So
he's drinking a lot. Yeah,
yeah, he's drinking and smoking the whole time.
He's drinking a lot. So we're gonna give Nori. We'll let him ramp up. You know what I'm saying?
Remember when Flex was
shout out to the drink champs?
Yes, sir.
Was trying to act like he could do something to Jay's career.
Oh, he tried to snap on Jay's. Your website is trash.
You get no traffic. I know everything that moves in that building.
Yeah, because he said,
let me go to my website real quick and show you.
Because he said that's when he was talking about
more.
They didn't want him to. They didn't want him to play Dipset records in the 40/40. Mm-hmm. And that rant. Now that rant is epic, man. Yeah.
And you know what?
But it's epic because it's funny.
It's very funny.
It didn't do anything to Jay.
No. And if they say don't play Dipset records in the 40/40.
Don't play Dipset records in the 40/40.
I'll never forget. I was on stage emceeing for
we were gonna Action wear Jackson you out that night
and Lemmy Vice for a Young Jeezy show at Old National.
Okay.
And one of Jeezy's people came up to us and said, hey man, we don't want to hear no Gucci Mane records.
Yeah, I remember that.
And you know what? No Gucci Mane records were played. I don't need that kind of beef. If it's that long standing, these people are serious, and I want no parts of it.
Hey,
and Gucci had some records out at that time.
Yeah, they was waiting for somebody to drop a Gucci record.
There comes
wasn't
a point,
gonna be me and my crew. You didn't believe that.
There comes a point as a grown man where you have to make smart, wise decisions, and that was a smart and wise.
It
decision.
Wasn't worth the trolling or whatever.
You got paid, didn't you?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I was like, I'm not gonna have that mess up my money.
Yeah, why would you? So him even bringing that up is dumb.
You can't move like me in this digital space. Your website is trash.
I can't tell because right around that same time, didn't he drop an album that was platinum before it even came out with Samsung?
He did.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, so, yeah, Jay-Z, he was able to withstand Funkmaster Flex's digital thugging.
Yeah,
he swear he's so digital and in comparison to everybody else in this digital space.
And him and wifey are not worried about the digital space.
Yeah, I don't think.
They
don't think they're concerned.
They pretty much just drop albums when they want, and you know, just continue to live. So I don't think they care about the digital space.
Yeah, more music.
Yep,
what we got?
We got some more music. So,
dropped this week,
West Side Gun.
Yes, sir.
Supreme
Clientele.
Now, if you old enough to know Supreme Clientele.
One.
I like that. Nutmeg. Nutmeg,
hey,
is,
yo.
Nutmeg is the coldest record on Supreme Clientele. I will argue and fight all of y'all. Nutmeg is the coldest record on track two. Track two? Track two. Nutmeg.
That's a tough tune.
Is the coldest record on Supreme Clientele, and that's one of the coldest RZA verses I've ever heard. No?
Continental Drift.
Yo, but West Side Gun, man, Conway.
You know, he starts every verse with the same.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo.
And then has it as ad-libs and the music, too.
Boom, 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 boom. Hey, yo. Oh, I just said hey, yo. Hey, yo. I like this project, man. My only gripe is it's
there's monotonous.
There's too many, like, minute and a half joints where it's like he just spit like a verse and a half and then it fade out.
So we just went from the not enough songs
with
last month to
now we got too many songs. We got too many records.
Yeah, we need to even balance it.
But the thing is, though, I like,
for real.
I can tell that these dudes listen to the music that we came up on. Like, you can tell.
I can dig that.
I like that, though. Like, it's that grimy feel.
I still have a butt.
I mean, I love the production. I really do.
That'll.
I like it, man. It's just a little long, and there's a couple joints I could have done without, but
it was good.
He was spitting on the songs he was spitting on. Brutus, that record is cold, man, with Conway. Conway black out every time he be on there.
That first record with Jadakiss, that's a tough tune.
Yeah, that's tough. The one with Busta Rhymes.
That shit is hard.
That's tough.
Yeah, like, I'm in on Supreme Blind Tell. I'm in. Just
thing about the project. It's cool.
This is cool.
We definitely need that grits thing. But it was a little monotonous to me.
That's fair.
I am not a big wrestling fan, so out of reference.
Or Chris Benoit references.
Yeah, I'm not really with all that.
The joint with the Anderson .Paak is cold. WrestleMania 20.
It's cool.
That's cool.
Nah, for real. It's cool. I seen you say something about
that joint
is how something's supposed to be. So I went and listened to it. So I'm expecting something.
That joint was cold.
It was cool.
That's how you have a very busy sample and actually complete the song.
That's another thing. The samples. So on
that's
this
not
show,
a yay version.
On this show, we've talked a lot about repetitive looping. Mm-hmm. The album is nothing but repetitive looping.
Repetitive looping. Okay.
That's a whole lot of that on there.
Okay.
It's a cool, I like the album, but it wasn't, after seeing people's responses to the album.
They gassed it up quite a bit.
It wasn't.
The gas was a little high. There.
Just like they do for everything else.
The gas was a little high, but I still rock with it, man.
Yeah, I can rock with it.
It was good. I listened to it one time full all the way through, and I was like, this is a good album.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm going to listen to it again.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at.
But at the same time, I'm not a huge West Side Gun fan. Not that I don't like him. I don't dislike him at all. I kind of grew out of that crazy, over-the-top, grimy stage for 17 straight songs, no drums at all. You know, like, it's dope, but it's like I wanted more out of it. You know, I kind of want to see him step out of his box. But at the same time, he's really good at what he does. Yeah, so
very good.
So, it's just like, it's cool. I like it. Moved on.
I like Freddie better.
I didn't get a chance to listen. Shout out to the homie Freddie Gibbs. I didn't get a chance to get all the way through it, so I can't speak on it yet.
I don't see how you
I was behind, man. I was still listening to Teyana Taylor. We ain't mentioned that.
Listen to what?
I listened to Teyana Taylor. We didn't talk about that, really. I know we got to go, but...
Yeah, it's cool.
Freddie album...
Got 10 minutes.
It's a gangster-ass album. Like,
yeah, it's trap.
He snapped on the artwork.
Yeah, oh,
that. Yeah, the album, the front and back.
He snapped
and
on the artwork.
And the promo video.
Yeah, the rollout was cold. Yeah, you did your thing on that one, fam.
And
his
kind of came out of nowhere, too.
It did.
Because I thought it was like a joke.
When I saw the artwork, I was like, oh, this is a full project.
Yeah. I thought, and then before listening, I thought he was might have been on there like acting a fool, singing and shit on everything.
Right. I think there's one.
Yeah.
There's one on there.
He did the Silk song.
Silk, if you feel like loving me. That's right.
It was solid, man. It was trapped the fuck out.
Yeah.
I mean, it
was on some Gangsta Gibbs shit.
If I had some sounds on my car, like late 90s type sounds where you go to...
Press play.
Yeah,
that's it right there.
I mean, it knocks. I mean, you can't front on the production
as far
as... You
need 15s?
I mean, it's a lot of 808 heavy...
Yeah.
I'll be all right with a 12. My ears are, you know...
Yeah, 15s ain't for everybody.
I don't need two 15s. I ain't crit.
I'm not trying to get a noise... pollution ticket.
I need 6 12s.
6 12s?
For what?
You trying to be deaf.
I need 6 12s.
For what?
Man, if you...
Because Webby said you need 6 12s.
Yeah, exactly. That's because Webby said so.
Webby is the best interview in rap ever.
Is it the best?
Can he hear?
Not if you got 6 12s in your car.
You can't.
But I remember one of the best responses he ever had. He was on the Breakfast Club. And you know, Charlamagne will just ask some random foolishness. He said, what do you think about Obamacare, Webby? Webby was like, I don't think nobody care, man.
Hey, Webby,
if you ask me about Caesars one more time, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to bend your ass.
Shout DJ Rec 1.
Yo, man.
What else came out? Michael Christmas dropped a joint.
I didn't know. I remember you told me about it, but I have not heard.
You did mention the Teyana Taylor, which actually was one of the better releases from this rollout.
It's better than
Ye.
It has
now wrapped up.
Yeah, it's better
and
than
she's
Ye.
Saying that she's actually going to release a longer version.
That's neat.
So. I got her and Nas tied, man. I got her and
for
Nas
the top
tied.
Joints.
Yeah, it's better than Ye. I'll say that again. I don't care if I don't hear Ye again. Sorry.
Yeah.
But I think master that joint, then give it another try. That's what I'm saying.
Master. So you want to hear whatever changes they're gonna make?
They need to do something.
Like I said, he's releasing his albums like they release video games. They're not finished.
Mm-hmm. Actually a good point.
He's gonna patch it later. Mm-hmm.
And I still like pushes.
That shit's garbage. Don't do that if you're an artist. I don't.
What else
hear
came
it
out?
You know, I had a chance to go back and listen to Zachary Leone's album.
I did check that out too.
I didn't.
I listened to Skip's Project 10th.
Listened to that too.
He shouted me out on the 10th joint. I mean, not really, but he was like, "Longevity, baby, longevity, longevity."
Go ahead and stunt then. Go ahead and stunt then.
I told him about it on Twitter. I listened to Willis's Midwest Neverland. So
yeah, those are all
pretty good projects. So right.
I gotta get caught up on Freddie, and I think I'm good on everything. I gotta catch
you did
those
a track
two
for Freddie, didn't you?
Man, it was cold in the mug that night, man. Shout out to Mickey Halstead. Man, it was cold. We was on top of a building downtown, man. We did a record called All My Own, and I got a chance to actually meet his uncle, Big Time Watts, that passed away. He got this skit on the Pinata joint. Mm-hmm. He was actually there the day we were recording. Man, it was cold in a mug that day. I ain't been that cold in a while, man.
I mean, you could tell if you watched the video how cold it was.
I was cold at Ill's crib.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the homie, Ill Brown. Yeah, he had some situations there. It was pretty cold.
Yeah.
We had food, though.
Yeah, we had food.
Yeah, we had food though. Shout out to the homie of Brown.
Shout out to Gary, Indiana.
Yes, sir. Shout out to finest.
We got to heat it up eventually.
Yeah. Shout to Hammond, all of Northwest.
Yeah.
Shout out to my man Cheech Beats.
Shout to what is it? Crown area. What's that area?
You talking about
Crown Point?
Crown Point.
Yeah, Crown
adjacent.
Point, Indiana. We see you adjacent. Yeah, Ill Brown actually got a dope record with Bump J, man. 606 guy. He produced that joint, so that's been the homie for years. That joint go. I heard Bump J's actually gonna do a joint with Kanye as well. They
really?
Say they're talking about
interesting
him we'll doing seven joints, and then there's a rumor
what?
About yeah.
Hold on.
There's a rumor that Kanye and Bump J are gonna do seven
Who said
joints.
That?
I read it somewhere. I don't have a source.
You know, Kanye's on his love thing right now, right?
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. And then they said somebody's flirting with the idea, or they were talking about possibly Chance doing something with Kanye as well. So, Chi-Town is trying to act.
I'll be honest, I don't look forward to any of this.
Nah.
I want to hear the
Get
Bump
them before
J
they buzzing. Get them before they buzzing.
Yeah, you know.
I fool with Bump. I would want to hear the Bump
J. He definitely
J.
had the opportunity to sign a Chance, the rapper.
Yeah, he did.
To good music if he wanted to.
He had a chance to sign a ad, too. Shout out to my homie, ad, too. Plenty of talent there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But guess he just didn't see it.
Mm. Oh, well. Shout out to, what's her name, Lena Waithe?
Yeah.
Or is it Waithe?
I think Waithe. Yeah.
Waithe, okay. Right she there. Had on a Treated Crew hat at the BET Awards.
Word.
Yeah.
Word, that's what's up,
yeah,
man.
That's pretty interesting.
Shout out to my man, Mike Terry. That's my homie. Very talented brother there. Crazy, yeah, man.
We talked recently, but Silly just dropped a... obstacle intention.
Yeah, shout out to homie Suli as well.
Suleiman.
Is there anything popping before we get out of here? Anybody got anything popping?
Yeah, hip hop night tonight.
Okay.
Thursday night.
Also have Neo Soul and Paint.
Okay.
Friday night, which is at Char Blue, which is Gary Brackett's restaurant downtown.
Where? Okay.
I'll be DJing that.
Oh, you fancy?
Not at all.
Okay. Jay Moore, what you got popping?
Let's see. Tonight, I'll be at Tiki Bob's with DJ Lemmy Vice, DJ Action Jackson. Let's see. I'm kind of clear for the weekend, man. It's kind of usually doesn't happen. But of course, every Tuesday at Coach's Tavern, come through. All political affiliations, you're welcome under the banner of
Can't
good
sit
hip-hop.
Here.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, yes, come through. We leave it at the door and we enjoy ourselves. So come through.
You said hip hop night as well.
Yeah, that's what Terry said. Hip hop night is tonight. It's at Square Cat Vinyl. And I forgot who else is on that bill. It's like Kenny and Parker Brothers and Sonny. I think
Orange
Sonny's
Beanie.
Sonny's doing a set.
Sonny.
Where?
So.
And then the Char Blue event, that's with me and Kevin Nance.
Okay.
West.
Okay.
That's what's up.
That should be a nice event.
I don't have anything other than just cop my EP that I put out, Songs in the Key of Marvin. some dope flips.
There's some haters on there.
Yeah, got a couple joints on there. Grown folk music. So find that on Spotify, iTunes. Where else am I? Where else we at?
Over there. I want to say this too. Yeah. If you're an artist, do not limit yourself to just putting your music on iTunes. That is not smart.
Facts. Be on Tidal as well. You need to
make sure you're on iTunes, Tidal, Google Play, Spotify.
Talk that
everything.
Talk.
Especially YouTube.
It's all monetized.
Facts.
And you can make it to where people can't, you know what I'm saying, can buy it on all of those platforms.
That's a fact.
So please stop limiting yourself to iTunes. Just wanted to say that.
You sound like you meant that, bro.
I did. Yeah. As somebody that swears by an Android phone, because I'm not going over to iTunes.
If you drop
a project
on iTunes, there are people's podcasts I would love to check out, but they're only on iTunes.
Yeah, why limit yourself?
For sure.
Well, that's what's up, man. We're going to wrap up episode 87. Shout out to the sponsors again. Coleman Dental, bringingdownthebrand.com, Printfinity.
Band.
Bringing down the band.
Bringing down the band.
Bing, 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 bing.
I like that.
Bringing down the band.
Shout out to Team Backpack as well. Printfinity as always. Make sure you check us out on our Patreon. Patreon.com/NewOldHeads. We got a lot of good stuff going on. Vinyl raffles, etc.
Get involved.
Yeah, and this is it for episode 87. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Call out your boy.